So, for the board's information, we have formed a superintendent certification work group, which is actually looking at superintendent regulations. Now, these are regulations that we use in Maryland to certify superintendents in local school systems. And the last time that we have amended these regulations was 2014, and prior to that, they had been in place since 1982. So we had some issues come up over the last year that we have discussed as a body of folks in Maryland. One was there's really no approved programs for leading to superintendent certification in Maryland. There used to be, but there isn't now. And so we need to find better pathways for people to use, and so that's part of the task. People on the committee include board member Dr. Justin Hardings. We have someone from PSTAB, we have someone from the Superintendents Association, someone from Maryland State Department, somebody from the Maryland Higher Ed Commission, somebody from the Maryland Association of Boards of Education, Principals Association, also the Office of Attorney General. So we have a group of people that are going to look at whether or not the current regulations make sense or whether they need to be changed or clarified. So we have to look at how do people that come from out of state get certified and what should the criteria be. We also want to look at what are the national standards out there and what can we find out from those to inform our own regulations. So that's just a brief update. We'll keep you updated. I'm sure Dr. Hardings will also keep us updated on any salient information, and you may want to add something to this discussion.
We just had a very good first meeting and discussion, sort of laying out the things that Dr. Salmon mentioned, scope, sort of the unique structure around the Maryland superintendency with the four-year contracts and not being at-will employees, and the fact that we have so many districts of so many different sizes, from 120,000 students down to
2,000.
There you go. So it's a big challenge trying to write a regulation that works for both of those sides, and also recognizes that a recent report, I think, said 60% of our teachers come out of state, and we want, at least I would like Maryland to be a magnet for the best and brightest of teachers, superintendents, bus drivers, anybody else we can get from elsewhere who's outstanding, and how we write these regulations, I think, will affect that. So thanks for the opportunity to serve.
Thank you. And President Smerich, I believe you were on the call as well.
I was, and thank you so much for putting it together. The only thing I'll say is if there's if there's scripture on the exact right way to do it, we haven't found it. I mean, too many regulations, you can convince yourself that you have identified the exact things that will always make for a great superintendent, but you could weed out other people. If you have no regulations at all, it's sort of the wild, wild west, and who knows who could get through the door. So trying to find that happy middle ground is a big challenge. So big thanks to the group for willingness to put some time into this. Dr. Steiner.
Quick question. When I served in New York, and obviously you're also an expert on New York, one of the things that surprised me when I was commissioner is that when we gathered about 35 of the 690-odd superintendents, only one was plausibly on a performance-based contract. Would that be true in Maryland?
I think it varies across the local school systems. But I would probably say I would defer that to Renee Spence. We can certainly find that out. Might be good information to know.
I'd be very interested.
How that shakes out. But I think it probably varies.
But it is statutorily required that everyone, you have a four-year term, you begin on June 30th and 4 years later on July 1st.
Yes, but in terms of how, I think Dr. Steiner is talking about how the evaluation is interpreted and how that impacts on that four-year term, and I think that varies across the districts.
I think if you've seen the way one school board does it, you've seen the way one school board does it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think there's I've seen things from pages and pages of that each board member has to score, give the superintendent a score on this or that, to things if the students perform on assessments at certain levels, it triggers various things, down to something as I think subjective as some board members sitting around and writing a couple of paragraphs. So I think there's a wide variety. variety of things.
Is there a role?
Some great, some probably not so great.
So one question I would have is there a role for MSDE or the State Board and or State Board to have some guidance in that domain?
I'm not sure I have an answer for that.
Well, it's a good question, but the term guidance is something that I don't think we talked about, which is regulations is one thing, the force of law, but then best practices, guidance, that's something completely different. That's something that we probably ought to talk about.
I would also include MABE in that discussion because they have a course, essentially, that they offer for local board members to come and learn how to set up a superintendent evaluation system. They have best practices that they share. They've got model policies, model evaluation tools, and of course you get 15 or 20 local board members in the same room and they all think one's better than the other, and the ones they think are better are different depending on what their goals are.
Maybe if we got together with MABE and the two of us could sign the same recommendation, that might have some weight.
Right, but that, they do have a large resource that they pull from local boards that could be helpful in this regard.
Just wanted to add that some of the ablest and most effective local superintendents of the last 30 years, I'm thinking of people like Rod Page and Joel Klein and Arne Duncan in Chicago, were not conventionally certified in any normal sense of the term and did not come through any conventional preparation path in any sense of the term. I surely hope that we don't close the door on districts in Maryland being able to hire people like that.
I don't want to prejudge anything from the committee's work, but based on the way we were talking, people were really open to exploring different ways than we've done in the past. Seems fair.
Yep.
Okay.